Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to another beautiful edition of Sisters Talk Radio. We all love that theme song. We're all rocking away to it. It's a really good one. But listen, I'm so glad to be here, and welcome, Joy.
I'm Mona.
And Miss Rose.
Welcome, Mona.
Great. And our beautiful friend Savitri is not here with us today, so we are going to be engaging on our conversation of part two from last week, and that just really hit a nerve with a lot of women that listened to the show, and if you haven't listened to it, it was enhancing your ability to speak up, and the archive is on our website, sisterstalkradio.com, so be sure if you haven't listened to it to go back and check it out. But it certainly opened up the doors to understand how we as women can speak up, why it's important to speak up, because our voices do need to be heard, and we speak up from a completely different place than men do. We incorporate more feeling. We have that opportunity to see a wider picture, which we hope that they at some point will adopt and realize that that is where our wealth is and that it's not all about the numbers. So anyway, Joy, I want to kind of start with you. When you came in today, you said it was a really interesting week since you were part of the show and all this opportunity to speak up. So how did your week go?
Well, thank you, Mona. So what happened this week is the whole topic of the show is when to speak up, or when do you have those times when you feel like you need to share something that the other person just really, really needs to know. And it's amazing because I do a lot of research on my own because I really care about my health. I care about what I put in my body. I care about what's going on with our food supply and our water supply and our air and all of that. And when you have this wealth of knowledge and you have a passion because you know the effect it has on my own body, because I used to be the person that ate the cheeseburgers and the pizza and all that stuff. Yes, I eat an organic, mostly raw vegan lifestyle now. But that's not the way I used to when I was in college. I drank and ate horrible things, soda and all that stuff. And as I've changed and I know the effect on things on my body, there's a part that really, really wants to share. And because my focus this whole week was on the show and what the topic of the show was, it was amazing that I had wonderful opportunities from various different parts of my life that came up on when I was supposed to share and when I was supposed to keep my mouth shut. Because what I realized is if someone asks, if they have a knowledge, they know that I hold a certain vibration, integrity, whatever you want to say, yes, because of the lifestyle that I lead, and they ask me a question, well, then I, from my heart, can share, and I should share.
Yes.
But if we're talking about the weather or talking about something that's going on in the world, that's not a free rein to open the door to blast in what I think is right. And it's a wonderful balance. This week I was given lots of lessons on, okay, if I'm speaking from my heart, if I'm speaking from integrity, I need to feel when I'm supposed to say something and when I'm not. I'm not supposed to think when I'm supposed to say something. I'm supposed to feel when I'm supposed to say something. And I did a pretty good job. In a lot of the cases, I realized there were times like, no, this is not the right time to speak. And sometimes I didn't do so well, and I realized the person didn't hear me. It's almost like I drove them off.
Yes.
And defeated the whole purpose of trying to share something with them because they weren't in a place to hear it because I was thinking, not feeling.
Yes. And just, you know, how many times have we done this where the conversation about the weather comes up, and just the fact that you're having an interaction, you think is permission to all of a sudden share what you think is your cause of choice, which was one of the topics we wanted to talk about today. It's like, oh, great, I'm engaging with another human being. Great, let me just slip this thought in, you know, and it's like they weren't even anywhere close to that mindset, you know, and if you're in your feeling portion, you're going to go, well, really, you're going to check in and you're going to go, is this really the appropriate time frame? Is this the right nature? What are they doing? Would they really take it in? And am I really giving it from the right place? And so it's like you have to kind of like quickly go down this little checklist in yourself. I won't say in your mind, because if you're going on the checklist in your mind, chances are that's not going to be the right place either. But just like you feel it in your body. Is this the right time to speak up? Is the energy there to support that conversation? And that's an art. And that just takes that cultivation of awareness to get that right. And Lord knows I've been in sales almost all my life. And, you know, from, you know, I can say even though I was successful, there was a lot of conversations I had at the wrong time. So, and you know how that is. So, Rose, I wanted to
exactly because talk about it's that. So easy to speak from the ego and not really feel that part of it. And I find even with myself in the work that I'm doing right now and how I interact with people, I really have to be aware of that. And I think sometimes I do a pretty good job of it. And there are other times after someone maybe leaves, I kind of review it over in my head of what the, how the conversation went. And I think, Rose, why didn't you just shut up?
You know, I have done the same. I actually do that. That actually occupies a greater part of my being now, where I'm really focusing on the conversation and the person. And of course, you know, here in our living situation where we're living, you know, there's five of us girls living here, and I've really learned to become very sensitive about, you know, when you speak up. You know, it's like you can go downstairs to the kitchen and, you know, you kind of take a quick read of where everybody's at, because, you know, everybody wakes up and they're in a different spot every day, you know, and maybe you have it in your mind, you've got to speak to somebody about something. But if you just, you know, walk into the room and stop for a moment and you kind of let your body just do a read, you know, where are they at, you know, and you get to know the person and you find out, well, you know, it's not the right time and it's morning and let's just be respectful of the fact that they're just trying to get themselves out the door. And now's not the time to bring up, you know, about the weather or dishes or whatever.
Why
it just doesn't
take the garbage out.
Yeah, why didn't you take the garbage out? I'm guilty of learning to get that sensitivity down, but you know, after 2.5 years of this experiment, we feel like we've gotten to a good
and a
place.
A lot of the rough edges worked off of it.
We have gotten a lot worked out, Joy.
Well, and the other thing too is, you know, part of it, the whole concept of speaking up, is you've got to speak from the right place.
Yes.
And one of the beautiful parts is to be able to speak from the right place. You actually have to listen to the person that you're talking to. Because I realized that in myself, because like I said, this is one that it came into a lot of focus this week of how much, just to be aware of when am I just waiting for the other person to stop talking long enough for me to just slide my, you know, my blast about whatever my particular, you know, cause du jour at the moment is. And it's like, wait a minute, you're not listening to what the person's saying. And what I found is I actually had one experience this week. I won't share all the specific details, you know, to keep it somewhat private, but I felt that this person would be interested in one particular cause and a bit of information that I had to share. But I just come out of doing a little bit of meditation, so I was a little bit more inward and aware. And so I listened to what the person said. And when they talked, I realized, wait a minute, there's this other thing that they really, really are hungering to know about, and it'll really enrich their life. And that's the thing, that this is the right time for me to speak up and share.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I tried the other thing that my brain thought was going to be great, perfect for them, it wouldn't have worked, they wouldn't have heard me, it wouldn't have made the impact. But then what I did share, when I spoke up from the inside, they were like, oh my gosh, thank you for sharing this with me. This is what I didn't even know that was an option or whatever, and it was perfect. And so it's like that concept of, it feels like it's an important part of speaking up is listening.
Well,
what it is you need to speak up about.
I have this fantastic quote from Winston Churchill, and he said, courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. And, you know, here we are. It's the balance every time of going and finding out what is it that I'm supposed to do here. And the other thing, Joy, you were talking about that, and I've come to learn how to, when you go into a conversation, kind of listen with your entire body, not just your head, but your entire body kind of goes into the situation and you're kind of feeling the atmosphere. with your entire body. Is it really, you know, would it serve this person to really have me speak up right now? And maybe this just isn't the right time, and maybe it's not the right time for me. And maybe it's the right time for the other person to hear it, but am I in the right place to deliver it in a way that they could really hear it from the right place? So it's not always just about the other person. Are you in the right place to deliver it? Or do you feel well? Do you feel connected? So, you know, Rose.
I think that's just a totally great refinement on manners.
It is.
It's a great refinement.
And I'm finding that where I, for a good portion of my life, felt like that bull in the china shop. It's like, okay, with my conversations and, you know, thankfully people knew me and, you know, were forgiving, but it could be so much better. And so as I've learned to refine my listening or feeling when I walk in up to a group of people or even walking up to one person, you know, can I let them be the focus and enjoy what they bring instead of me just constantly bringing everything to the party? Mm-hmm. So listen, I can't believe this is going so fast. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Welcome back to this segment of Sisters Talk Radio. Welcome back, Joy.
Thank you, Mona.
Ms. Rose.
Well, thank you, Mona.
Great.
Thank you, Joy.
And Savitri will be back, hopefully, with us next week. So we were talking about enhancing our ability to speak up, and we wanted to talk about your speaking up about your cause of choice. A lot of times women love to share things that they're passionate about. And a lot of times you can take that passion out to the world because you want to share. And somebody, when you're sharing with that, may not feel as passionate about that as you do. So how do you spread the word about something that you're extremely passionate about? And that's from being all the years in sales and also refining my ability. If you don't come from the right place in that, from that when you share, you can end up draining yourself and draining them, and they're not interested. So let me ask you this before I say my viewpoint. Rose, what makes you want to listen to somebody if they're going to share something that they're passionate about? What determines whether you listen to them or not?
I just think it's part of my nature that I tend to be more of a listener than somebody that does volunteer to speak up. I don't, at least I hope I don't, I don't find myself going out and bringing up topics of things that concern me. It's just not part of my makeup.
But if somebody brings
up. I tend to be willing to listen, unless, and I will give them some leeway to do that.
Okay. So what in their delivery, what's going through your mind? Are you, when somebody's delivering brand new information and you know nothing about it, what determines whether you take it in or not?
Well, generally, it has to do with a lot of body language and what kind of feeling I'm getting from them. And some people will come across being very, very demanding in how they present their information. And I find that to be, for me, is kind of a set, or it's just a real turnoff because I don't want to have that, it's not a conversation, then it's just a total one-sided, I'm having to listen to something that maybe I'm not interested in, but I do tend to give them the opportunity.
Okay,
to
so you're open-minded. Okay.
I try to.
Great. Joy, what determines whether you listen to somebody if they're bringing up information?
Well, it's two things mainly. One is if someone's sharing something, the energy that they're coming across with, if they're sharing something that's important to them,
mm-hmm.
they're like, okay, and that energy that they're coming forward with is this is something that matters to me, and I want to share it with you.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you have to change or you have to do what I'm saying. Honestly, there have been really important causes that are beautiful, wonderful causes, and the person that's trying to talk to me about it, they completely shut me down.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't have to do anything.
Yes.
Share what you have, and I'll make my own decision.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And so that leads to the second part, which is, they have to have some substance behind what they're sharing. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean facts and figures and all that, but there has to be them behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes.
But it's like, I don't want fluff.
You have to feel their belief.
You have to feel that you actually believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have some details that explain why, you know, for some of the causes that I'm aware of and a part of, it helps to have a little bit more either scientific or empirical data or something behind it, but that's not always as important as, okay, when I look in your eyes,
mm-hmm.
I want to know that you believe in this.
Yeah.
And if so, then I'm like, okay, it may not be something I believe in or it may not be something I've really looked into, but if you believe in it that strongly, I'll listen to you because I want to know your perspective on it, and that's something I can grow from someone that has that much integrity behind what they're saying.
And the reason this is important, because there's a lot of causes out there right now that are needing women to speak up about. But a lot of women become reserved and don't let their beautiful way come out because for whatever reason, they're unsure of how it should come out. They're unsure of starting a conversation about that. And all my years of selling and dealing with people, truly, it doesn't matter how shy you are. If you start a conversation with a question,
mm-hmm.
hey, that breaks the ice right there. You know, even if you just meet somebody and you can start it by saying, hey, have you ever given any thought about this particular scenario? I don't know if this would matter to you, but in case I wanted to just share with this, maybe you would feel passionate about this, maybe not. But this is the effect that it's having on the world. And hey, would you take a look at that and see if that's something that resonates with you? So it's just a way of asking questions is a fabulous way to break the ice about speaking up, about sharing something that you feel passionate about. And that way, it's not about doing it the old style of, you know, I'm going to just, great, I have your attention, you know, I have your eye contact, and I'm going to just spill. I'm just going to spill. We've all been on the receiving end of that. We've all, at least I'm guilty of doing that. So we're trying to refine that ability, because as we look at how the earth is going, we do have to speak up, and part of that's the reason for the show. And speaking up about a cause, you know, Joy, you were mentioning, like, you've got to feel it, you've got to believe it. And a lot of times I see people that adopt, you know, the cause of choice, and that can be their self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Like, they live for that cause. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've experienced mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, absolutely. People that you can tell, they almost, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a champion of this cause.
Yes.
It's like almost like their name is, hi, I'm Sue, and I believe in this. It's like it's part of who they are. And what I've seen with a few people that I know that have done that, it's not that it's wrong. I'm
no.
not trying to say any
yeah.
judgment at all. It's just what the challenge that I've seen people face is they're not always maybe open to a way that the cause can change to reach people differently.
Yes.
Because it's almost like they adopted the cause as a part of their self-esteem.
Yes.
And a way of describing it and a way of communicating it, and it's locked in. And it's like, but there may be a way to reach people by saying things differently, the same cause, but that's what I've noticed is there seems to be when it's tied to the self-esteem, it's almost like it locks it in place.
That's
there's
it.
No room to
and
move.
And the ego is too fragile to allow anything else in.
Right, and some causes I've seen have actually fallen apart. Now, I haven't done a lot of research, but I've seen some where they seem to start to dwindle or fall apart because they can't grow, they can't bend, they can't move and flow and bring new ideas in to reach more people. And so, yeah, when the ego's involved, it's just like, well, this is the cause and this is the way we say it and we can't change. But your soul, your inner self wants to speak through this.
Yeah.
This matters to you, so give it some room to move a little bit.
We can relax with the conversation. It's almost like that tenacity to the topic gets in the way of the transference of the information. And so that's what we're trying to refine so that when you do find a topic that you're passionate about, that you can take it out into the world in a much gentler manner and find out that you're going to meet a lot less resistance if you are able to gently introduce it, find out if that person has any interest and, you know, speak to the level of interest that that person would have. You know, and great, if you find somebody as fanatical as you, well, then it's a party. It's great when somebody else is, you know, as excited as you are. But, you know, the job of maturity is to temper that enthusiasm internally until they get there, or just feed it to whatever level that they can take in. And so that cause of choice, it's learning how to impart the information without you leaning on the information, but that you've actually integrated it. Mm-hmm. No, you've integrated it into your being. It's part of your life. It makes sense. Go ahead, Joy.
Oh, and one other thing, too, is what came to me as you were talking, as you're imparting that wisdom or you're imparting your perspective, whatever information you have about a cause, you have to let it go.
Ah.
I mean, because it's part of that leaning you mentioned. When you lean on it, you're like, okay, I'm sharing this information with you, and you have to get it. You have to agree with me. Because when it's tied into that self-image, there's this connection and clinginess to it. And people feel that, and they're like, ew, it's icky.
Invasive vine. I was thinking kudzu.
Like, okay, I kind of like it, but I don't have to take you along with me, do I? I mean, really. And so it's like there's a part where it feels like it's like, okay, this is important to me. I'm sharing it from my heart,
yeah.
from the best I can.
Yeah.
Whether you're perfect or not, you share it from the best you can. And then you know what? If they connect with it, great. If they don't, okay.
And
okay,
you know what? This is what gives sales a bad name, is that when you've got that intensity and that tenacity mm-hmm. behind it, and it's like, it's 100% or nothing, and it leaves no room for anything in between. You know, I was like, I don't want to go out there and do that. I don't want to do sales. I hate sales. You know, and it's like, no, you can't hate sales because the world exists on people sharing information. Mm-hmm. You know, the world exists. You're selling every day. And believe me, if you're a mom, you're selling your kids every day. You're selling them on the fact that they need to do something. So let's just take that energy, because when you think about how you have to coax a child along, I mean, not that you're going to coax another person along, but there's a way, you know, what angle can I say it in that will allow it to make a difference for them and obviously have them take action. So, you know, it's an art form, but women, if we stay connected to our feelings part when we deliver information, chances are of people listening, it's going to be much easier. And then you can share the information, and you never know what can blossom by non-attachment. I'm going to give you the information. If you can do something with it, great. If you can't, it's okay. It's 100% okay. But I didn't know until I asked. Mm-hmm. And great. And you never know when they might become interested in it. So, you know, and the thing is about that, the information will be lasting then, because you know that they truly care about it. And that's the other part of holding information, is it's easier to hold it and it doesn't take any energy because you care about it.
Right.
So, well, listen, it's time to take another break. You'll just Sisters Talk Radio. It goes so fast. So be right back with Joy and Rose, and you stay tuned.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to segment three with Sisters Talk Radio. This is going to be a fun segment because I know we all women have this part of us in us. And it's that part of us that speaks up because we want to save somebody from a situation. And Lord knows I've done my fair share with my sister Rose when Rose was going through her challenges with her husband's health. And, you know, and granted she wasn't here, but I'd call her up and... Right, Rose? I'd call you up and...
Yes, she did. She did. I got lots of unsolicited advice coming from a good place, but certainly turned me off a lot of times, too. So.
You know, you can hear, you can feel it when they when they energetically hang up on you. She's just keeping the conversation going because I knew there was always a part of her that loved me, but...
Well, I did, and overall, I did so much appreciate the having the connection because I did need somebody to talk to.
I know.
So whether we were speaking up about it, whether I was speaking up or not, I was glad that you were there for me.
I know, even though I was the proverbial chihuahua on the pant leg. I'm hanging on to this call. Rose, I am going to save you.
And she did eventually.
But we want to refine that. We don't want it to be quite that bad. And it's like, we want to talk about the energy behind trying to save somebody. Now, thankfully, our relationship is intact and she's here in a much better life and it survived that period of time. But okay, so I'm better now. I know more. I might not have approached it like that. But you know, when you've got somebody close to you and you care about them so deeply, that and you see them
and
be in this situation,
struggle.
So then you want to just dive right in. But there's a problem with diving right in, right, Joy?
There is, and at the core of it, the whole concept of saving someone is that you think you're better than them. I mean, if you really get down to the core of it and you cut away all the niceties and the supposedly part that looks like
you woulda, shoulda, coulda,
all that stuff, it's like it's that at some part of you, you feel that. In one particular area or one particular situation, you're better than them. And unfortunately, that's ego. I mean, that's not your heart. Your heart doesn't feel like, oh, well, I'm superior because of whatever particular thing I do that this other person doesn't do. And the other thing that I found, at least in myself, because I've had a few situations with people that they were in a situation and the information I had, if they had accepted it, it would have made their life better. But I had to learn that they had to learn to walk on their own. And it was a beautiful lesson because I realized, okay, if I kept hounding them like the chihuahua, it probably would have gotten through eventually because this person cared about me and they would have listened. But what I got to see over about a year and a half period was I watched them realize it themselves.
Oh.
And this particular person saved herself. And I'll tell you what. I know that the thought and the concept of saving someone feels good and to realize that you bring them out of suffering and pain into something better. There is nothing more beautiful than watching another human being save themselves and pull themselves up by their own bootstraps.
Yes.
It's amazing to watch.
Yes.
And so it's like, it's that concept we talked about earlier. You want to share and give them information you have and then let them do with it what they're going to do with it. You know, you can't save anybody. They got to save themselves.
Exactly.
You could try.
Exactly. So, Rose, I want you to talk about, because I've witnessed you go through this with your son. And this is, you know, you've got a parent, you've got a child that's, you know, we were talking about your older son in terms of health. You know, we know that you've wanted to share a lot of what we know now with him. So how's that worked out for you?
Actually, the less I say, the better, because he has to observe me and how I'm living now and the fact that he can see that I'm not the person I was almost 4 years ago when I was struggling through my husband's health issue and when he finally died. And I was probably at the lowest end, the lowest ebb of my life at that point. And coming into a healthful situation here, both in terms of the spiritual world, the physical world, and being around people that are supportive, has changed my outlook on life tremendously. And he has softened gradually over time. And I know that in our telephone conversations, we seldom tangle now, where before there was always an issue of something or other that would end up lighting a torch and he would get just furious. And he's had a couple times that he's hung up on me.
Yeah.
So it's mellowed out, and I'm very grateful for that because now he's hearing me on a different level.
And I've done good on pulling back, so I'm not providing more fuel for that flame. You know, he's always kind of objected to me being the chihuahua.
Well, not the chihuahua as much as the Thelma and Louise going over the cliff.
I know, that's really true. That's what he's really objecting to when, you know, we're making this whole shift and, you know, here's her son watching us, you know, like, okay, I'm pulling her away and, you know, we're creating this whole new life and he's flipping out because he's really literally thinking.
This is his mother that's going over the cliff.
Yeah. You know, he was afraid watching her make all these changes. And so it was natural for him to point those arrows at me. And it's like, and there's me going, but I'm helping your mom.
Yeah.
But you know, and that just took time for him
it
to.
It has taken the time and he's beginning to see it. And I actually have to chuckle now. Because he will volunteer to me that he's doing things that are healthy choices for him. And so he's learning to speak to me in a completely different
yes.
frame than he did. So
yes.
there's been growth there, too, whether he realizes it or not.
No, there definitely has been, because I know he would call and, you know, be upset because he was scared underneath. Mm-hmm. You know, he would be, you know, still afraid of making all these changes and this was such a different life than what he's led, you know, and seeing you make this 180-degree shift, it scared him.
Well, of course.
You know, it's your parent is going through this massive change. And so it's been beautiful to witness you learning how to not save him.
Right.
And allowing him to make his own choices. And, you know, they're not always going to make the choices that you want for them. And you never know what those consequences are going to be. You just sit there and hold the light and hope that they'll make the change before something drastic happens to them.
Right.
And go ahead, Joy, you had a light bulb there.
Well, it's just the idea of, and what Rose was talking about, what seems to have made the big impact is that she's just living her life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through her living her life the way it is now that you quote-unquote save people because they see that there's a way out. And what the image that came to me is, as you were talking was the idea of, you know, they tell you if you're drowning and there's someone else drowning, if you don't take care of yourself, you're both going down.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's the whole idea of when you realize it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start swimming. I'm going to start swimming to the shore. I'm going to look for something to hold on to. And look, I found something great to hold on to. And look, see, there is something to hold on to. There is a shore that you can swim to. I'd love for you to come with me. But I'm not going down with you.
And, you know, this is speaking up right here. This is speaking up. And this is, you're speaking up because you're willing to stand for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're willing to stand for something about yourself. And it's also detaching from their scenario, their situation, mm-hmm. and really letting them, and this is the, you can call it tough love, you can call it love, whatever, but really allowing somebody to live out their scenario. They'll live it out whether you help them or not. And, you know, what you think is love, I've got to help them, you know, or if they're part of your family, then it's even worse because then it's like, I've got to help them. No, you don't. No, you don't. I know Savitri has coached us on that to nth degree of like, you can't save anybody. Even if it's your spouse, your child, you cannot save them. And that's a hard lesson. You can offer them the information, hope they take it. But if they don't take it,
you got to love them anyway. I mean, you still got you, and that's the thing is the speaking up is just because someone else doesn't do what you're doing, I'm going to speak up with my actions and my life that this is important to me. And that's a big one, especially with family. If you have family that doesn't support what you're doing and thinks you're nuts,
God, yes.
It's like, if they think you're crazy or they think, okay, why are you doing this? It's like, you know what? I'm doing this because it's important to me. And it maybe it's speaking up is words saying, this is something important to me. Or maybe just
yes.
making that drink or eating the salad when everyone else is getting pizza or whatever your particular choice is. It's like this, I'm speaking up by my actions as much as I am with my words.
It's so true. In fact, I've got a quote here that'll fits that perfectly, but I'll find it here in a second. But what brought this to mind is you're in a house of coffee and donuts, and all of a sudden you want to make a change, and one morning you get up and you make a kale smoothie. You aren't saying a thing, but you're making this big kale smoothie in the kitchen, and all of a sudden it just erupts. You know, people get freaked out because you're making a change. And it's like, you didn't say anything. But you know what? The beauty is you can just say, this is what I want to drink today. You don't have to drink it. I'm not offering it to you. But, you know, it's totally fine. There's no need to be threatened about because I'm doing something different. And so that's where the actions can speak louder than the words. But you're taking a stand.
Exactly.
You're taking a stand for something that you want to do. You want to improve something about yourself, and they don't have to do it.
Right?
Isn't that the beauty? Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful thought?
Right. Yeah, and that's the difference with a saving is that if you're tied to them having to do it, if you want to save them, but it's like, you know what? You can save yourself. I'm making a smoothie. If you want some, here's the blender.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Exactly. And you know, with husband and wife, you know, you get detached, and it's like he's got to do it. You know, he's got to do it. Well, no, he doesn't. I can just do it for me and, you know, watch me glow because I'm eating all this kale. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he wants that too, great. But you know what? That's the evolution is just quiet. You can do this evolution. Speaking up can be very quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just the sound of a Vitamix going can be all the speaking up you need.
That's plenty.
We have that goes on our house every day. But
several times a day.
Several times a day. Well, listen, it's getting time for us to take another break. So I don't go so fast. So we'll be right back with Rose and Joy on Sisters Talk Radio. So don't go away.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to this last segment of Sisters Talk Radio. Well, I have to say the commercial breaks are just as much as fun as the show because we're all chatting and behind here behind the scenes while you're listening to the commercials. So that's what makes it fun, talking to my sisters. So Rose and Joy, welcome back for our last segment. And we saved the best for last because we want to talk about speaking up from integrity and what happens to your body when you don't choose to speak up from integrity and the great feeling it feels like when it does. So, Rose, let me ask you a question. So,
Okay. What's
the do you know when you speak up from, do you know the difference in your body when you speak up from integrity versus when you don't? And how does that show up for you?
I would get a very cold, seething anger and it would just get buried because I had always had a fear of speaking up, and again, this goes back to Dad, and he didn't want to hear from us.
Nope.
Didn't want to hear, so it just ended up being successive layers on successive layers that just got packed into me, and over time, it really took its toll on my health, and I had some pretty serious health issues, enough that I had to get airlifted to Seattle at one point, so... It's just devastating.
And I was there to save you
body.
For that one.
No. Mona was there, and she held my hand through this ordeal, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, but, and I wasn't saving you. She really did need a hand held there.
She did.
So there's times where being a sister, you know, you need a sister.
There are blessings. And
yeah.
I was teasing
on the saving piece, but.
But it's true. And I can only say that as I, from where I am now and looking back at how I was living then, if I'd known what I know now, none of that would have occurred because I would have understood how to release the anger, dissipate it, or even just however the situation was, I would have handled it totally differently.
There's an art to allowing anger to be released from your body. And it's, you know, we can have layers that are buried in our organs and we don't even know it. Like, you know, and liver is the common place where anger likes to sit. And so a lot of times when you do liver cleanses, just a little FYI, you can have anger or you can have irritability, which is just those anger layers that want to come up because you're finally moving the energy in your liver. So, you know, you should check, you know, see where you're at in your life and see if you're ready to do one of those liver cleanses because it can definitely stir things up. But, Joy, you were going to say something about speaking up from integrity and, you know, what's an experience that you've had with your body when you haven't been from integrity versus when you are?
Well, usually for me, what I found is where I found the lack of integrity is when something came from inside that I needed to share. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm supposed to speak up about something. I'm supposed to let my voice be heard, and I stuffed it, and I didn't say what needed to be said. And then what happens is there's this tension in my body. And it's interesting because for a long time, I wasn't even aware that I had it until I think it was the first time I had a massage done by one of the wonderful members of our community here who is a licensed massage therapist. And she was like, Joy, why are you so tense? I mean, it's like not just neck and shoulders. It was like every part of my body had this like clenched fist feeling. And she's aware enough of, and she loves me enough, and she's one of my sister, you know, my sisters in my heart. And she's like, Joy, you just got to let it go. And as she started working, it was more on trying just to help support me to let go some of that stuff I'd cooped up in myself.
Yes.
And so now... because I've done more stuff and because that was such an enlightening experience to realize, oh my gosh, my body is this tight, this tense. Why is it happening? And then I started to notice when I was supposed to say something and I didn't, there'd feel this little and there'd be a tightening, like a band tightening down.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you're a kid and you make those little airplanes where you wind up the rubber band.
The propellers.
Yeah. You crank it down one more notch and you just realize, okay, it just cranked in even more. So that's what I feel when I'm not speaking when I'm supposed to. And actually, I found when I speak something from my mind, I get the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like it's tightened up going, okay, I'm squeezing out me.
Yeah.
But when I speak from where I'm supposed to and it's the beauty and it's the joy that's supposed to come out of me, there is a strength in my body that it's like, I don't even care if you hear me or not.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter because this is the moment I'm supposed to say it. I believe in what I say. I'm living what I'm saying, and I'm speaking from that place, and I'm flowing in me, and I can just feel my whole body release and relax, and it's like all this beautiful energy of me just flows through the body. It's like channels that have been all cooped up can finally let go, and I can flow through, and it's just amazing. It's like you don't feel drained. You don't feel tired.
Yes.
You don't feel scared. You don't feel any of that stuff. You just feel me.
Yeah.
Happy, joyful.
Love it.
Yeah.
No, it's a trick to know, and only you know yourself well enough when you have those scenarios of whether you should speak up. Is it something that you should work out inside of yourself first, or is it something that you really should speak up about? And that's where meditation really comes into play, so that you can spend some time with yourself. You know, and if it's something that recurs frequently, then you really have to go inside and see, where am I not taking care of myself? And again, if it's a recurrent thought, okay, maybe I do need to speak up. Maybe not to the entire degree of the issue, but maybe you speak up to a portion of it, you know, maybe only a portion of whatever the issue is needs to be communicated, not the entire thing, because there's always two sides to a story.
And there's even the business just simply about, when it comes up in meditation, you have to acknowledge it to yourself, and you have that awareness of what that issue was. And until you have that awareness, you can't let it go.
Yeah, and I agree completely, because when those issues come up, you know, it's so easy on the inside to go to blame,
mm-hmm.
when in fact you need to own the story first,
right.
And you need to own it completely. And, you know, I know for me this week I had a layer come up that's probably never come up in my life, and, you know, it has come up, but I've not dealt with it, and I stuffed it. And it was a reaction to another conversation, and I just didn't own it completely. And so what happened was I stuffed it. It came out energetically, not in a good way, you know, because you really can't ever stuff anything without it going somewhere. It's a thing, so it's got to go somewhere. But it was, for me, it was, you know, just something I hadn't, it was a child part I just hadn't worked out. And it took like 24 hours for it to kind of release, and then I had to really accept how I was responding to it. And sure enough, this morning, you know, those layers, when they haven't been acknowledged and you don't let them off, you don't stay current with them, they'll hurt you. So like what happens this morning, I wake up, I've got a headache because it didn't, I didn't release it consciously enough. So it has to go somewhere. And I'm thinking, well, you know what, I could have avoided that if I had meditated a little bit more and, you know, asked to just release it to the light a little bit more instead of letting it build up in my body and, you know, causing harm. And, you know, that would, see, let's see, by the time I put in all my supplements and tea, you know, that's like a $20 headache.
Well, you know, and the other thing too is that as I was sitting there listening, it's like, if you say something where you don't speak from integrity, even if you sound really good, you know, everyone thinks, ooh, wow, you sound so good, or wow, you've really got yourself together, or you say the right words, the quote unquote,
yeah,
right words, right? You know, you're not speaking from integrity.
Yeah.
And it feels so icky.
Yes.
And you, because I've had those situations, luckily it doesn't happen as much as it used to, but I used to, for me, I had the layer very much that I wanted to look good in front, yeah, of other people. I wanted to make sure I sounded important, that I sounded like I knew what I was talking about. And so I was really good at wordsmithing and,
yeah,
sounding really good,
yeah,
in front of people in the work environment or my life. And what I started to notice the more I did this work, is when I do that, I felt ugly all day. It's like, it didn't matter. I couldn't put anything on. People could say, oh, you look so, you feel yucky. You feel drained. You can't, it's like nothing goes right because you know, you didn't say, you know, you didn't speak from integrity. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't right. And you can't hide from yourself. And that's the whole thing, is you can't love yourself if you're not honoring what it is that's coming out of your mouth.
There is no outfit you can buy that will make up for you not speaking your truth.
Exactly.
And I know that because I used to, you know, when I worked at Nordstrom's, it's like, you know, you're trying to dress these people. And, you know, that wasn't ever the issue. But, you know, that was another life. But your outfit can never make up for what you're not speaking when you're not speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it costs a lot of money to not speak the truth.
It does.
And, you know, thankfully we're in a position where we're learning to speak up and speak from truth so that we can channel our money in proper ways to really support our life and not cover up our life. Well, listen, when you believe it, it's the end of the show. Again, this has been fantastic, and we could go on and on about this topic, but listen to the archives, share it with your girlfriends, learn how to speak up from your heart, and enjoy the process. So, Joy, thank you.
Thank you, Mona. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Miss Rose, thank you. I love you. I love you.
I love you, too, Mona. Thank you. And thank you, Joy, for sharing your beautiful wisdom. I really appreciate it.
Great. And we will be back next week with another fabulous show on Sisters Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.